Grace, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Nip, Tuck, Not
Giving a Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, wonderful, aspirational women. That is what we are.
It is, darling.
It is. I think you're aspirational and you think I am, and that's all that really matters. This show is really all about just being whoever you want to be, isn't it, darling?
Unapologetically.
Yourself! You need to watch Patreon to understand what we've just been doing. That's what I always feel like
around.
When I've got like a big baggy jumper, I always want to do this. With
it's cozy.
It's cozy. Okay, coming up on today's show, we are giving you the lowdown on the PLT extravaganza.
Oh my gosh, cannot wait. And we hear more concerning stories of stolen body parts.
Ashley has also still got pegging on the brain. We're going to discuss it.
Why me?
Right.
Can't help who you love, Lauren. You can't help who you love.
Peg. You can't help who you peg.
Can't help what you want, what the heart wants. Okay.
I can't believe we've not spoken about this PLT thing.
The brunch.
And the Molly May thing.
Right, just
the
explain.
Fuck.
Explain what it is.
Okay, so PLT, wow, we are working with them like...
big.
It's big. Like, I think sometimes we forget because we've like grown. If we, the old us, was sat looking at this, PLT are doing something with us. PLT X Nip Tuck. So on the 26th and 27th, which is very soon, we are recording a live podcast at the PLT HQ. The ticket's sold out because you lot are amazing and like having loads of sisters
we're
and brothers.
Have
it's amazing.
So much fun.
We're gonna have a massive lol, but we're gonna take you all along with us as well, aren't we? Because we're gonna be recording it, we're gonna be on our phones, we're gonna stay over. So you're gonna still see a load of it,
yeah,
even
we're
if
doing
you couldn't
two
come.
Two shows.
So we're gonna still like involve you all, and we're so excited. And Molly May went she's
just
swinging her hair. She's just pulled an extension out. Molly May is going to be... and I'm joking, I don't know if she's going to be there. She's probably not. But Molly May joined our live. So I was sat there and my clue to everyone about what our announcement was, I said, it rhymes with a company Shmolly that Shmolly Shmay works with. So I was like, hi, Shmolly Shmay. Then the next thing...
Shmolly
Shmay popped
Shmive.
Up. And it said, Molly May, hey girls. And I was like,
oh my God, she probably thinks we're such gimps.
Yeah, she does. I bet she thinks we're fucking losers. Not you, I bet she thinks I'm so weird. Because she doesn't class me as weird. And I'm one of my friends, Chris, said to me the other day, he's like, you're a funny little creature, aren't you?
Oh my God, I've been listening to, because you know I love listening to a book, the Catherine Ryan book.
Who's that?
The American comedian.
Don't know who she is.
And she was like, my whole life I've just been called a freak, and I am. And I was just
and
like,
I am.
It literally is like she worked in Hooters, but she used to do really, really
funny shit.
weird shit.
Like
write weird stuff on the notice boards and stuff
That's
like that.
Funny.
And she got like sacked for it. And they were like, why do you have to be a freak?
Do you want to hear a funny story? So obviously I work for Arch & Co., one of my best friends, and we do training. We teach it as well. And in the old building that we used to have, we used to rent it with another company.
Yeah.
And there was a shared teaching room with a big white, what's it called?
Whiteboard
that we used to write on and stuff. And me and one of the other girls that used to work there were pissing about, and I had really hairy fanny at the time. So she drew a massive fanny on it with loads of pubes.
That's
and was, so that when I came in, we were like laughing about it. Anyway, we totally forgot about it. The next day, the other company that shared it with us, went in to teach something, and there was a big mass, loads of students that had paid thousands for the course, and there was a big hairy fanny.
That's just not on, to be honest.
It's
Lauren.
Not. So they told Sophie, and obviously Sophie's my best mate. She was like trying to be really professional. She was like, girls, we need to be really careful about what we leave on the whiteboard at the end of the day. And then she was like, I was like, why? Why? She was like, there was a big hairy fanny drawn on
I've
it.
I got a really, really, no. I did something. Okay.
Just rechange it.
For in the break, and I will tell this story at the brunch if no one's there that worked at this company with me, I did something really fucking bad.
Okay,
once.
Tell us at the brunch.
I'll tell
Shall
you
Shall we tell
and Lucas,
some bad secrets at the
no,
brunch?
No, like this is, and I know that the people listen because they've mentioned it when I've been.
Why don't we say it at the brunch?
Okay.
I'm going to think of some other things that
I've not told.
And we'll
tell you who pissed my bed.
Yeah,
we always do that at the brunches.
You only get to find out the brunches.
Anyway.
I've ordered
did
loads.
Did you find the pink top?
Still out of stock.
Do a
I've got
shout
the jeans
out
and the jeans are really nice and I might just wear them with a body. They're like a pink
the
metallic.
The PLT jeans are stunning.
So I might wear that. I've also got, I'm into a lot of denim at the minute. So I've got like, I've got a denim jumpsuit, you know. Ooh. I'm out there because I always
good
dress
luck
like
going to the toilet.
Oh yeah, I always dress like a slob. So I thought, do you know what? For once in my life, I'm gonna glam. I'm gonna be out there, and I never wear shit like that. So I'm always quite, I don't know, muted. So yeah, that's we'll see. We don't know what we're
I'm
wearing.
I'm excited
but...
for the goodie bags.
Yeah, same.
Do you think we'll get one? I've heard they're going to be sick.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to do a live podcast there, and then we're going to go out. I think London will go for dinner, won't we, on the Wednesday? Then we'll stay
I
over
need to
and we're
book
doing it
dinner. We need to have a chat.
But yeah, it's exciting, and we're going to be able to spend 2 full days with Lukey Lucas.
Yeah.
And we'll be on our Insta.
He doesn't know yet that he's sharing a bed with us.
So me and Lukey will probably have a few drinks, and you can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's do some funny things. Can we make some TikToks, Lucas? Oh, not anal, Lucas. Can we do some TikToks?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do a plan of what TikToks you want to do.
You do that.
We're in the car for ages as well.
And we'll do loads of work. And we'll do maybe do a Q&A in the car. Oh, there's loads of stuff we're going to do, guys. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's exciting. And we forgot to talk about that. Also, what else? Like, what else have we got to talk about?
Ryanair, it says here
I'm back
you
again.
Forgot part of...
I did. I'm back again. I forgot part of the story.
Go.
So when I posted saying like what had gone on, I forgot to talk about the fact that I was holding a woman's hand.
Wow.
All the way there. Right. So for takeoff, there's a woman and she ended up next to me. She was a lovely woman.
Anxious flyer.
I think she was Spanish. She was really anxious. I would say she's a little bit older than me. Anyway, so she sat there and as we're setting off, she was literally shaking. She was turning, looking each way. And
mate,
I felt so sorry for her. So
I've been there.
I'm not an anxious flyer. So I just kept like saying, you okay? Because she spoke English, but quite broken. And she was going, nodding. And she was so nervous. She was so cute. She was so cute. And she was panicking. You could see rocking. Anyway.
Was there turbulence?
No. I already knew she was a really nervous flyer. Then on the way down, there was a lot of turbulence. And normally there isn't. And even I, and bear in mind, I am not one bit scared of flying. I looked at James and I thought, shit. Anyway, she's next to me and her head's going. She is rocking back and forth. So I thought, I don't know what to do here. So I just held her hand.
That's really nice.
And I just, because I thought, I'm very tactile anyway. So I kept kind of patting her leg, like, it's okay. And then I was patting her shoulder and I thought, sod it, held her hand. And she was so good. She
and
literally.
She not had anything to drink?
I didn't say to her, like, do you want a bottle of wine? I held her hand and we literally held like that, like clasped. And anyway, you know, normally when you land, it's really quick. No. This landing went on for 20 minutes. I was holding her hand for 20 minutes. It was getting sweaty in there. And she was squeezing it so tight. And I didn't know what to say. She didn't speak much English. And James was looking at me and I was like, I don't know. So I'm holding her hand. So I held her hand the whole way.
That's
she was really grateful.
Why you should always be like blackout wasted on a plane. Because if it crashes... sorry. You won't remember it.
I hear you. But I don't think...
No,
I think they frown upon that. But I know what you mean, like
but
the nerves.
I don't like, do you know when people get really pissed on the plane? Like, that's not for me, that, because you
when
always
you land.
End, when you land, and then like, if something happens with your bag or then like, obviously you think, yay, I'm getting straight off the plane. No, you're not, hon. It's going to take you hours. And then you'll be like, the hangover will be setting in. So I honestly... more all about the hydration on the plane because it's very...
When I went to Mexico, I got really drunk on the plane, which you're allowed. And when we got there, I got even more drunk because we got off in Cancun, had more drinks, got to Tulum. I don't remember any of this. Woke up in Mexico, literally like in a hut. And I was like, the fuck? I had the worst anxiety because I just got steaming. It was quite a funny flight, to be fair.
That's like whenever you go on long haul flights like to like America and stuff like that, there's always people who mix like sleeping tablets with alcohol.
And you can see them
you go
pass out.
No, but like people have told stories about like, you know, someone will be like, take this pill and drink some drink. And they literally lose their shit.
On the plane. Imagine.
And get arrested and shit.
I think cabin crew have a lot to deal with.
They fucking do.
But I still continue on my flights. You've just done a long journey.
Scotland.
You went to bloody Scotland.
I did. I love the Scotland.
So tell us, you went to Glen Eagles, which is such a posh, like such a posh place to go. It's like,
is it?
Oh no, Glen Eagles. Yeah.
It sounds posh, doesn't it?
Glen Eagles. Just when you say that, when you go, oh, we're going to Glen Eagles. Anyway, tell me about that because you sent me some pictures. It looked stunning. Tell me start to finish. How long did it take to get there?
Took like 4 hours.
Who drove?
Obviously not me, because we got there. And we took the kids with us.
What were the kids like in the car?
Fine. They are fine in the car.
To be fair, they sleep a bit, watch a bit of their iPad, just give them some snacks. Did you stop halfway or just carry on?
No, I had to stop twice because my back is such a mess.
Why do you get a backache when you're early pregnancy? It's not heavy yet. Why does that happen, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's like your hormones and your bones are softening. Ooh. Ready for life.
Ready for the big mama.
So, Glen Eagles, 10 out of 10 recommend. Yes, it was expensive.
What room did you stay in?
Just a normal room.
I had a look at them. And actually, it's not much more than Grantley Hall.
No, it's the same as isn't it? It's the same as Grantley Hall.
But because we've got that many children, you should have seen the cost of what if we took them all. It was ridiculous.
Well, we had one room, a family room for 4 of us.
The 6 of us.
Yeah, but if you went like with just a few of you, I don't know.
Just pick the best kids, pick the favourites of the week.
Well, it doesn't matter because the kids club.
Yeah. So, sorry, you got there. All good.
Yeah.
What did you do?
There's
tell me.
A kids club from age 2 or 3 can put them in. And in the kids club, they do like so many fun things with them. And then they've got like...
So you don't feel guilty then about them going, do
no.
you?
No.
Because you know they're having an amazing...
She like wanted to go. But then they have a separate bit, which is a soft play and like beanbags and like TVs, the little ones. Can go in and there's like nannies you can get amazing. For an hour while you go and get a massage. Like how much of a good idea is that? Yeah. There is nothing like that around here.
Because you can do a bit of both. You can spend time with your children, you can enjoy it with your children, but if you want to nip out for an hour and get a little massage.
Because I played golf and I went for a massage.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It was.
What was it like in the evening with kids? I always worry about taking the kids places with food because they can be hard, can't they?
No, like if you eat in the clubhouse bit, which is near the golf course, it's more like a pub vibe.
So you don't feel that
and
pressure.
And everyone had kids with them. It's very kid friendly.
What are your kids like at dinner? Can they be a nightmare or are they quite
Saskia's
good?
Saskia's amazing.
Is she good?
Yeah, like they're
when
at
they
that
get
age,
to that age,
like,
you get past it, don't you?
The other one, no.
No, the other one not so good.
Not
he's
good.
At a difficult age.
Yeah, really difficult.
They want to get out and crawl and throw things and they get
thrown.
Yeah, it's
the
food throwing and the skip.
Yeah.
So you had a really good time.
Really good.
How long
time.
Did you go for?
3 nights.
I think you need to, don't you, with that
they
kind of travel?
They do all these activities as well with the kids. They did the ferret club.
That's disgusting.
You go and get to learn to handle the ferrets. And then they walk them on a lead.
This is a premium property and they're playing with ferrets.
Yeah, then they did pony riding.
More like it.
Then they did the car.
And did
when
you go...
she got to drive a mini Land Rover around.
The kids would love that.
Herself, yeah.
Wait, did you go with them to that?
To those bits, yeah.
Right, okay, got you. So you can watch it all
exactly.
and enjoy it.
But in the kids' club, it was like, they did like activities
amazing,
all day.
They're not just sat there.
And then they do like tennis lessons, golf lessons.
Oh my God, I love that.
Honestly, I highly recommend Glen Eagles. The staff were amazing. The food was amazing. They couldn't do enough for the kids. It had like a little corner shop with like nappies, anything you needed in it. Like, and then also I've heard that at Christmas, it's amazing.
Oh my God. So we looked once. At Peckford and Castle at Christmas, just that kind of vibe. Do you know what I mean? It's not Glen Eagles, but where you go somewhere
for Christmas.
And I've always been like, no. But actually, how magical! It's like Hogwarts Castle kind of thing. I dread to think. Do you know how much it is for Christmas?
Yeah. I looked at Claridge's for Christmas.
Yes,
because I did that one.
You
year
did.
With Saskia.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do you know what? It was so nice. I'm going to book it again.
Go on.
$25,000 for the most basic room.
What?
Glen Eagles for the 4 of us at Christmas for 3 nights was 11.5.
That's a lot of money.
But
it's not $25,000. Look, the thing is, right?
No, I wouldn't spend that on. No way. Fuck that. No.
I know what you're saying, but what I mean is when we talk about them, it's all relative, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I think when people go away at Christmas, it's to escape their family, and I understand that.
I feel that. I would never go away at Christmas.
I
love the run-up to Christmas, and I love
the
Christmas.
The kids love just, like, being at home. Kids
yeah.
at home.
I agree. I love Christmas. It's the one time I wouldn't go away.
I get why people go away after
Boxing
Christmas.
Day, yes.
Yeah, I get that.
It all goes downhill from there.
Oh, my God, it
like, you
does.
Get depressed, fatter.
Yeah.
The house is a mess.
Oh, I'm
you have
that
to do the clear out where you take away all the stuff and then put the new stuff in. It is not a good time. Unless you're 21 and you're going out on the party between, it is not a good time.
No, so I get that, but, like, honestly, like, I just love being at home over
Same.
Christmas.
I think January is a lovely time to go on holiday.
Yeah, it is. Where'd you go, like, Dubai or
Yeah,
something?
You'd have to go quite far.
Oh, my sister's moved to Dubai.
Why the hell not?
So
I would, absolutely.
She rang me and got upset on the phone
no.
when she saw the kids. She's crying. Don't, because it's going to make me cry.
I would cry with happiness.
She is having, like, the best time. She's just got a stunning apartment. She's got an amazing job. But, yeah, message her on Instagram if you live in Dubai, because she's not
depending
like,
what you want.
Yeah.
Like, depending what you're looking for.
No, she just wants to like
make
get
it home.
Into a little routine. Do you know what I
make
mean?
Make it home. Like that takes a while. That doesn't come straight away. So how often is she going to come home? Like, well,
she's not coming home till Christmas. Because new job, you've got to like get stuck in.
You'll miss her, won't you? Like
so
you
much.
You see her all the time, every day. And
so
she helps
much.
You a lot as well,
yeah.
doesn't she?
Yeah.
That's sad for you. Maybe you need
really
more.
Sad.
Maybe you need to get another nanny.
I did. I got the weekend one.
Bye, Frankie. Right.
Anyway, right, okay. Thailand. Oh my God.
No. So I sent this to Ashley. Normally I don't. I normally try and wait, but I couldn't not. Right. So one of our listeners sent me this story.
I got it sent as well. It's very funny.
It's not funny. You're not allowed to say funny. So listen to this, right? So I got sent this story and it was a screenshot of a group chat. And this girl has gone to Thailand to have her breasts done.
Supposedly they
meant
do
to be
really
good.
Good
yeah, yeah, because they do a lot of
trans
patients. So anyway, she'd gone and had her breasts done and obviously you're all taped up and you actually generally don't take all of your dressings off till you're home because
they compression.
Compression,
yeah.
All the rest of it. So she gets them done, but I comes home, goes to take her dressings off. They've stolen her nipples. So she looks into it. Turns out it's actually a really common thing because there are so many trans people over there and they need bigger nipples.
Can they not just tattoo them like you
Well,
do?
Yeah, they could. But yeah, so
they take people's nipples
and give them, they put them, it's like black market.
No. This isn't true. You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You can't
do
that.
If you can
that.
Do that with a liver.
You can't do that because I've been in watching plastic surgeries before and they have to leave the nipple attached.
No, there'll be no blood supply. It's like a graft. If you can do it with a liver, they are stealing livers in Turkey and putting them in other people. You can do it with a nipple. You'd keep it alive and then they just sew it on. You like when you do a gigantomastia where the breasts are so big they can't save the nipples and they just put them on for show.
Oh.
So just be careful. And also another thing.
No one would want my piggy nipples.
Your piggy nips. One of my friends was telling me that she went somewhere with one of her other friends and they were talking about another friend. And same again, they'd taken a liver in Turkey. I'm hearing
kidney.
I'm so sorry, kidney. I'm hearing about this all the time now. So they've basically organ snatching. And she only knew again because she'd come back, didn't feel well years later, did a scan, and they were like, when did you have your kidney taken?
There's a lady.
And they told her it was for drains.
We need to actually have a look at this message that we got on Instagram properly. There's a young mum of three that's just died from Manchester a few weeks ago.
Oh my God,
in
the
Turkey,
lady that had...
bariatric.
She had bariatric, so weight loss surgery. And it is so sad. So she went over there, was really excited, was posting like, can't wait to start this journey or the rest of it. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if they know yet, but she actually died. And she's got, I think, three children.
Did you read that story that I sent you from the Daily Mail as well about the lady that went over to Turkey to have her operation? Is that your tummy making those? Please, can you eat something? Because that's not
I'm fasting. I'll talk to you about that another time.
So she went over and she said that she could like see people being operated on by different people coming in and out of the room.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Heavy.
I'm saying all this, as we know, I always have to counteract it. I've had my boobs done in Turkey.
You're going to have to.
I can't. I can't help it. And I don't know if I've still got both kidneys, but I feel quite well. But it was fine. It was really, really good. It was actually better than some of the surgery I've seen here. The cleanliness, it was really good. So please, like, there is another side to it, but...
We saw that amazing tummy tuck from Lithuania.
Oh, my God. So
best tummy tuck I've ever seen.
So one of our followers, she was at that concert we went to and said hello to us.
Oh.
It was her. So she sent me, because we talk about tummy tuck. So I think it's fair we say this, actually. I think we need to kind
she
of...
She looks amazing.
Yeah, so we often talk about tummy tucks and we can be a bit negative about them, only because over our years we've seen quite a lot of not great ones. So we're a little bit neggy about it. I think, though, if you were in a situation where what you have is awful in your eyes, yeah, and you really, really aren't happy,
yeah,
and it's causing you so much stress, then I do think they're worth it. Mm. But I don't think they're worth it if you've just got a bit of loose skin, because I think the scarring, etc. But anyway, she'd listened to that and sent us them and said, look, I had mine done and it was the best thing I've ever had done. She sent me some before and afters.
Yeah, amazing.
Mate. And it wasn't that bad before, a bit of loose skin. Incredible. And she'd got them done in Lithuania.
Honestly, like, I think that
it was unreal.
The standard of a lot of the work that's done in this country, cosmetic surgery wise, is very, very, very low. I went and worked in LA for a bit with a cosmetic surgeon who actually does some of the Kardashians work, yes, and stuff. And the way that they treat their patients and the results that they come out with, like, they put you on the hyperbaric, yeah, oxygen chamber. They say, if your massages aren't booked in, you can't
have
the surgery.
Done. Yeah. Yeah.
They actually print out a 3D picture of what your face will look like. So you sit in the doctor's office with, yeah, it. Like, I went into this, like, stunning
I
office.
Worry about that, though, because surgery isn't 3D, and I worry that people will see the 3D.
The man that I worked
was
with
it literally
can print facial implants off a printer,
wow,
and put them straight into your face.
Fair enough.
Like, honestly.
Yeah, it's another level.
It
I think
was incredible.
We are behind here. And the
really
thing,
behind. It's sloppy work.
I agree. And the problem is, though, the problem we have is here, we're sat here saying that we're behind, but then we're also like, ooh, don't go to Turkey. So it's tough.
I couldn't personally go away to have something
the
done.
The only thing I would say...
I'd miss the kids and it'd feel bad.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was really unpleasant, Mike, that side of it. The only thing I would say, though, is I do... really do believe that there are other countries, in other countries, the surgeons a lot of the time are more advanced and they are better.
Why can't they come over?
Exactly.
Here?
The problem is, it's not the surgeons always. It's number one, the research
the
isn't being done. You're
stuff,
just going over,
yeah,
there and having it done. The rules aren't the same. They don't have CQC. They don't have, it's that side of it that isn't
scary,
always the best. But there are ones that are really good and that do look after you.
There's one that I really want to go to for body work when I'm finished having kids. And, he is in Brazil, but flies to Turkey once a month.
Perfect.
It is
scary, but at the same time, we're telling people that the surgeons here aren't as good, which I actually don't.
They're not.
I'm sorry, I've said it. They're not. Having worked and seen millions of tummy tucks and uplifts,
did
they're
you see
all
that
right.
post?
They're all right.
Did you see that post that I did about how, like, these influencers are sharing discount codes?
Don't agree with that.
What the fuck?
Don't agree.
Also, if you're hiring PR as a surgeon and you're paying influencers,
yeah,
to come in,
why
to get
do you
plastic
need
surgery,
to do that?
Why do you need to if you're that good?
But
go
that
into
why?
The office
but
and
the
realise
costs,
that.
Yeah, is that because the costs are lower so they need more? I don't know.
Fair enough if you're bringing a skincare range out.
Yeah.
Fair enough if you've got an aesthetics,
yeah,
clinic.
But surgery.
If, yeah, they are promoting... YouTubers, OnlyFans, influencers are going in, hey, here is my experience.
Yeah, but at the same time, what it is their experience. If a YouTuber
no,
wants
I get
lipo,
it. I get it. But what I'm saying is, as a preface, because I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it.
Is feel very responsible.
Yeah, that's the problem. So as actually being that influencer, I understand why people do it, being the influencer.
Yeah, because people need to know about, like, your journey. And I still share all of that. Like, I've had this done. This is what I used.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. But the name, just be careful.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that, because if something goes wrong, you then get the DM. I went with such and this happened. Well,
and I get that.
Yeah.
Because no, you did.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway,
we've gone on about that for a long time.
We have rambled and we've both got loads of shit to do today. So.
Oh, go on. What have you got to do?
I have to take a handbag back into Manchester. Yeah. And then I'm going to La Prairie. The manager,
of course you are,
has got some samples for us of that Margot Robbie stuff. I know.
You always get the best shit, thank you.
And then I've got a facialist with Francesca the Facialist.
Oh my God, what?
I know.
I thought she was London.
No.
For some reason. Oh, wow. Okay. Do you know what? I love you being pregnant, because you're having to literally like desperately look at other ways that you can have things done that are pregnancy safe. So you're like, oh, yes, let's try that.
So I think she said she's going to do like some kind of hydrofacial, and I'm not usually a fan.
Let's see.
My skin is not good at the minute, though.
Looks nice.
It's not. It's very hormonally
looks
congested.
Nice to me. I'm still struggling. So after this, I'm going for Exelis.
I've had it. It's really good.
I'm going to do my tummy. I'm going to do my jawline. And I'm maybe going to do my knees.
Okay.
Because why the fuck not?
Your skin looks nice at the minute.
Does it? Thanks. Yeah. So I'll tell you about that. My skin's... Oh, my God. As everyone knows, the bane of my life is still pigmentation. Like, I'm getting there.
Lauren, it's the sun.
I know that.
Right, okay. So chest pigmentation, it's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's very hard to get a nice tan, which we all love, let's be honest. We do. We feel better.
Especially on that, like, chest face area.
How do you avoid the chest? Because everything what you wear when you're on holiday, your chest is out. So you put an SPF on, you try
and hide
it.
Yeah.
In general, you try not to get pigmentation, therefore over tanning it. So the only way to do it, and the best way, is by fake tan, isn't
100%.
It? And you are...
I am the fake tan expert.
I have been wearing fake tan a lot more lately. I'm so conscious now of my pigmentation, and I'm so conscious of my skin elasticity, which is from the sun. So I've started really trying with fake tan a lot more than I did before. So you were using the Tanologist tan, weren't you?
Honestly.
And you said to me, get on it.
Their 1 hour one for me is absolutely amazing. So tan does dry your skin out.
Yeah, of course.
The Tanologist one though, it has got like hyaluronic acid in, it's got vitamin C in it. And the 1 hour one for me, what I do is I do all my beauty admin on a Sunday night. So I'll scrub my tan off, and then on Monday morning, I'll have my shower, wash my hair, put a layer of the Tanologist mousse on, leave it for an hour, wash it off.
Done.
So it doesn't dry your skin out.
Because you've not got it on for as long.
Doesn't transfer onto my sheets. But you love the face one.
Yeah, so the face drops for me are unbelievable. I've been trying...
And you can use them on your chest.
Yeah, so I've been looking at different face tans, because one thing that I always cover now is my face and neck. So my face and neck is always white and everywhere else. And as this lady said, your chest as well. Mm-hmm. I really want to avoid getting... too much sun damage there. So the self tan drops, the reason that I think this is a dream, when you use tan normally, it means you're not using your usual fave products.
And it can clog your skin.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Whereas with the Tanologist self tan drops, you can put it into your favorite products. So the creams that you already use, you can literally mix like 2 to 12 drops depending how dark you want to be. You can put it in there. Do you know you can put it in your foundation?
Really?
Yes. So you can put it in there and it will develop through the day.
And
it develops in like 4 to 6 hours.
Foundation down onto your chest.
Of course you do,
well.
Yeah. So like on your neck, that's what you do. So you know when you're doing your face makeup, you go onto your neck.
No way.
And it just gives you like a little bit of a glow that naturally comes through. And you can customise it. More drops, a bit browner. It's just easy. I haven't got time.
Honestly, girls.
So you just put them in.
Try the Tanologist tan. Like I said, I use a lot of different fake tans, but this one has stood out to me recently. I love the fact that the mousse doesn't have the smell so much, and the green tinge.
Yeah.
For me, because I am as white as a sheet, I sometimes can look a little bit green.
Yeah, a little bit off.
Yeah, I didn't get that with the Tanologist. So, babe, with regards to your chest, get your SPF. That's the spritz some SPF on and use this.
Use a tan to instead of sunbathing.
100%. I think
honestly,
we should all start doing
they
this.
They have an extra dark mousse as well, because I like to be...
Oh, you
I'm
like
not,
the
Well, I'm
dark,
not white
yeah.
as a sheet naturally. Yeah. So when I put tan on, I want to be dark.
Yeah.
And they've got an extra dark mousse, and again, doesn't dry you out. We obsess, don't we, over hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
Like, we're always talking about it.
Yeah.
It's in there as well.
They've just got like a range of loads.
They've got everything, haven't they?
Loads.
Yeah, I like. So yeah, get your sun cream on and get your hat on, love.
So yeah, they sell this tanologist on Look Fantastic, Lauren.
They do. And the code NIPTUCKLF gives you dissy.
Gives you the discount. So go and tan your chest, baby.
Right then. Are you ready? Are you a loyal listener of NIPTUCK?
Say it in Scottish. Okay.
Are you a loyal listener of NIPTUCK?
I'm good.
Do you set an alarm on a Wednesday or Friday ready for a new release?
You're so good at this.
Do you laugh out loud? Wasn't great. Whilst on train or driving to work?
Well, why not tell your nearest and dearest good. About NIPTUCK?
Hang on. Let me just try Irish. Truity tree. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Wait, let me try again. Can't do it. Spread the love. When I'm drunk, I can
anyway,
do it.
Anyway, share the no, episode on WhatsApp. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
2 Where are you?
Slutty Sue. Keep them coming in. It turns out there's a load of sluts that were hiding under a rock, and when we shouted, you all ran. We shouted, Slutty Susan, and all you slutties ran out. Right, who's reading it?
Shall I read it?
Oh, if you want to be all day, go on.
Oh, fuck you.
If you don't want it to make sense, Ashley will read it.
Right, okay. Anyway, like Lauren said, keep your Slutty Sues coming in, because we live for them. Well, I do especially. Okay. A few years ago, me, a single mum in a group of married friends, was always being told I need to meet someone, but I was really enjoying my own time. So one of my friends said she would set me up with her husband's single dad mate.
Perfect.
I said, the only thing is, I just want a friend with benefits. Get a vibrator instead.
Do both.
Anyway, at a friend's party after a few drinks, I said, go on then, give me the guy's number.
It's like standard after a few drinks.
She got brave. A few cheeky texts later, I said, come to this party then as my mate. He turns up at the party. He was clearly desperate for a shag.
Literally turned up straight away.
We went back to my friend's who lives facing my children's school. Uh-oh. I went outside with this lad for a fag. The next minute, on the main road, I've got his cock out and I'm on my knees sucking it in full view of the security cameras at my children's school.
No. I bet that staff room.
Well, they're not just going to sit there watching the video.
No,
at
but
night.
Someone
let's
will have
hope,
told them that.
Let's hope. Must have made a good impression as 4 years on, we're happily married. And if you want to see the video, it's on porn. I'm only joking. Me and my husband / friend with benefits listen to the pod every week and then text each other.
Oh my God.
Have you listened to the girls yet? I think my husband is more invested than me. I love all three of you and dreading Ashley going on maternity leave. I'm not.
She's not.
Love to you all. Oh my God.
She's not.
That is always the way. Like whenever you give that vibe of,
I'm not
no,
asked.
I'm not bothered. Then that's when they come. Yeah. Also, I'm not going on maternity leave. I've sorted everything out.
Good girl.
And I'm having the baby on a Monday so I can be back to work the following Monday.
It's not good really though, doing it on a Monday when you know we're recording on a Monday. Like if
no, because
could
I
you not do it
be...
on a Tuesday and then be back on Monday?
Fuck you.
Huh? By the way, if I have another, which I've completely put off the idea again, I go on and off, which means it's not a good time to be doing it. If I do have another one, I am having maternity leave.
No, you're not allowed because I've had two and
you've
I've not had
it's
any
It's not my
maternity.
Problem. That's your choice. That sounds like a you problem.
Okay, we'll just finish the podcast when Lauren has baby. Right, anyway, next oh, wow. bit. So, anyway.
I am actually really, really enjoying the Slutty Susans. I like everything we get sent. We get sent the
just like
funniest.
Just like bad date stories.
Just funny shit. Like,
we love a bad date story.
Tell the story that you sent the other day.
Oh, my.
The embarrassing. We love embarrassing.
God, this girl was round at this guy's house on like a second or third date. She got to a point where they were just like having a few drinks at his. Anyway, she went in the bathroom to freshen up as mm-hmm. you do. And there was some scales on the floor.
We all do it. You see them and you're just like,
I do it anywhere.
Yeah, I do. And I hope that they're going to be like lighter than mine. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll buy those.
When she went back in the living room, It sent a notification.
On an app. You know those scales that,
about
like,
how much she weighed.
Oh, that's really embarrassing. That's so funny, the fact that he sat there and she's like, I'll just go and freshen up. And then he gets a text to, you weigh.
Do you want me to tell you another really weird story that's happened to one of my friends at the weekend?
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
She went out in London and got with this guy.
Mm.
I'll tell you who it is after.
Okay.
And then he like was like, oh, like, don't tell anyone, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, it's fine, I'm not going to tell
anyone.
So
you mean they went home and had sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then he didn't want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
How off-putting when a man says that. Like, number one, why you asked?
Yeah.
And like, it's not big dick energy, that, is it? It's like little boy energy.
And she was like, God, don't worry. And then...
Yeah, not
going to. Yeah, not going to, you freak. You weren't that good anyway. Yeah. And then he left his phone at hers and his phone kept ringing. So it got to like the evening and she was like, he must know the phone is here. Like, I'm going to have to just pick it up. And she picked it up and it was his wife.
Oh, fuck off.
And she was like, oh, they came back like a group and he's left his phone.
Your friend must have known it was his wife because it will have said on it like.
Yeah.
She did know.
Yeah, because she was just like, well.
I'm done with this. Yeah, like your wife's drink. Fuck. I would have switched it off and thrown it out the window.
And she was just like, oh yeah, a group of people just came back. And she was like, listen, we've got an open relationship. You don't need to lie. She was like, I've got a really, really low sex drive. So we've agreed that he can go out and.
What? And I bet your friend was not expecting that.
No. Are you ready for the next bit?
She didn't.
They turned up.
Together?
As a three with the baby to fit the phone.
What? They turned up, husband, wife and child, to the place where he had been the night before doing the dirty. And
to pick the
with
phone
the baby
up.
And just came and got the phone as if like.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else out there that's in an open relationship, guys? How does it work? How does it start? Do you start as an open one? Do you go. This reminds me.
I don't think you really love each other if you're in an open relationship.
No,
there's
I think
different
you can
kinds
love
of
each
love.
Other. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, as in, my kind of style of love is not that.
Yes, no, I agree.
But I respect like other ones, but mine is not that.
So do you know we were speaking about? I've mentioned it, I think, and I've certainly mentioned it to you about that program, Open House.
No,
I have. Whether you have to watch it, Ashley, you will. Look, I told you. So basically,
what channel?
I think four. Mate, it is gobsmacking. And I'll tell you who's on it. Do you remember those swingers on TikTok? The younger couple with the brown hair.
They're
on it. But that must have been made up, right? Because they went in there like, we're just discovering ourselves. And,
or maybe it was from ages ago.
Yeah, maybe. So basically, there's a house. It's the weirdest thing. There's this big house, like a farmhouse kind of thing. And there's already loads of people in there. Now, I don't think they're actors. I don't really. It's just weird. And they're all bisexual, bi-curious, interested. And they're the kind of ones that take in the couples when they come. So then a couple comes in who is considering being non-monogamous, open relationship, whatever, threesomes. They're all in for different things. Some of them just want a threesome and they want to start trying that. Some of them want to try full open relationships. So they come in, they have a counsellor. Mate, you will sit there and you will binge on it. There's a few series, I think. And they sit there with a counsellor and they talk about like their relationship and why they want to do this. So there's always like really good juicy stories like why they've decided. There's always one that wants it more than the other.
There is always. And
anyway,
sometimes it's the woman quite
so,
a lot.
Then they go and they have these parties. It's a bit cringe, but it's amazing. They have these parties, so they all have a little drink and then they pick one girl or whatever the situation might be. It shows everything. It's like blurred, but everything. And then
and they actually fuck?
Yeah. So let me tell you about one of them. So the one, I've watched a few. One of them, they both wanted to be in an open relationship. So both of them went separately on dates that night, knowing each other was going on dates. One of them shagged. The other didn't. The other couldn't do it. Couldn't stop thinking about the other one. Then they both came back to the room at the end of the night and he was like, well, did you? And she was like, yeah, did you? And he's like, I couldn't stop thinking about you. Yeah. Another one.
Did they stay together?
Don't know. Another one. They brought a girl back, right?
To have a threesome.
They picked the girl. They were chatting, flirting. He's cringe. Go back up to the room. It's like that black camera, you know, where you can see in the dark. And the girl starts going down on the other girl and he's kind of watching. And then they leave the guy out and they're just getting, and he's like lying there in the bed, like, and you can see the whites of someone's eyes. And it's just like this. Right? And they're like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, he can't get a boner then because he's like, obviously not. And then they make a joke about it. right? And then they just carry on and he's lying there. And then they cuddle.
Because his head's gone.
His head's gone. His head is gone.
So you can't even get it.
You can't get a boner anymore. So then they make a joke like, you're not ready for it, or something like that. And then they continue with all this stuff.
Because they're having fun.
Because they're having fun. And then they cuddle up the women and they go to sleep and he's lying there all night, arms by his side.
Bless
right?
him.
Then the next day they go to the therapy. They wake up in the morning, the girl goes, they wake up and you can see the woman waking up. Ah, what did you think of last night? And he's not speaking to her. And she's like, because they were all pissed. And she's like, what did you, and he was like, you made me feel awful.
Why?
Because he didn't, she should have been able to tell that he wasn't enjoying himself, but she just wanted to get a fanny licked.
This is the whole point of like threesomes and stuff like that. If you're going to have one, you need to settle the boundaries and it has to be like planned fun, which isn't fun for me.
So can I repeat that? So Lucas has just told us a story, said it's quite common in the gay world because he knows a couple and they're both madly in love with each other, but they are both, to use his words, raging bottoms.
So now, that means they take it
now,
in the house.
Since that, before I met Lucas, I didn't know this. There is something called a bottom and something called a top. I'm honestly fascinated. And there's a verse which could go either way. A bottom means you are on the bottom. So you take it up the bottom.
Yeah. I'd be a top.
A top is a giver. He's on top. He's giving the penis. And then you can get a verse which switches between. Now, listen to this. Like dating isn't hard enough, right? You've then got to put in there... another category.
Like, so then it's halving again.
Yeah. So if you're both a bottom, that ain't going to work. If you're both the top, it isn't going to work. That is another thing. I had no idea until I met Lucas. That is actually a thing that you need to consider. You might fall in love and then like, I take it. Well, I take it. Well...
If we were getting married, who would be the giver?
The bottom or the top? I would be the bottom and you'd be the top.
Yeah.
Ash really wants to try pegging people.
Oh my God, if anyone... Would that be like... if anyone's open to being pegged?
You're going to say that then?
A big man. I want to do it to big man.
Right, there's two things I want to know here.
Would that be called cheating if I pegged someone?
Yes. Yes. James said it's cheating if I snog a girl.
Oh, I've got something funny to tell you the other day. Me and Ed were talking about something because there's like all this scandal of, you know, that Kyle and Mauricio drama.
We've not spoken about that. That is devastating.
I don't know what's true because keep reading different
things.
She's
meant to be a lesbian now, no?
Well, I read that, but again, we don't know if that's true. So I was saying to Ed, what would you rather? I run off with another man?
Yep.
Or run off with a woman? And he went... Run off with a woman so I can join in. And I was like,
no, that's
yeah, but
not...
I'm running off from you. We don't want you to join in. And then we started this big argument.
Men,
like, ew.
The soap, like, he would say, no, you're not joining because we've run away from
run.
You. Because I've left you for a woman. You can't just join in. We don't want you.
They think they're so wanted.
Yeah, they do. They do. I would like to hear... from anyone the following things.
Pegging stories, please.
Right, pegging stories. Have you done it? Did they like it? Why do you do it? Do you do it a lot? What was it like? Pegging stories. What's your partner like? Is it like a guy that you wouldn't expect to do that? Secondly, open relationship stories, please.
Yeah.
I've got one more.
Threesomes gone wrong.
I want to know about that. I've got one more.
What?
So there's another couple come in and I personally think that they must have just been like best friends. So they go off to explore separately. The guy, right? So it's a married couple with children. Yeah. They go off on dates separately. The guy ends up in a little, like a room with another guy. They have snogging and wanking off, from what I can gather from the
movement. Men together.
Two men.
But he identifies as straight or he doesn't.
I don't know
identify.
What. I think he's just curious. He's just.
Bi-curious.
Yeah, I don't really know what he is. He's whatever he wants to be, I guess. So he then comes back, listen, to the wife and she's like, how was it? It's just, they're like best friends. It's just for me, I'm too possessive for this. And they're sat there and she goes, did you? And he goes, yeah, we kissed and then we wanked each other off. And she was like, oh my God, and how was it? It was just, and now I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I just, for me, would be like, you fucking what? And he was like, I quite liked it. And they were married with kids. Now, I'd like to know more about this.
Oh,
so if you're in an open relationship.
And having the mum and dad on that programme.
That's what I thought.
So basically, if I was ever in a relationship and my partner or husband or anyone turned around to me and went, I want a threesome, I'd be out.
Would you?
I'd be done.
I sexually like the idea of it. And me and James often say the idea is great. And this is what this guy was saying on this program. He was like, yeah, he's going to get ripped now, by the way, this guy.
Watched porn.
Yeah, because all his friends are going to be like, you fucking melt. You had two women and you couldn't get a butt. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Suffer.
So he said on the show, he was like, you would think two women, what more could you want? He said, but it just wasn't all that. Right, we've gone on a real weird one there. Open house, watch it, tell me what you think. Ashley, I promise you, you will binge on that and you will...
Lauren and James for the next series.
You know, loads of people keep tagging me in Big Brother. They're looking for people. I'd only do the celebrity one and I'm not famous, so it's not going to work. Okay, so yeah, we've gone on a weird one today. Pegging stories,
you're not
please.
Allowed to do Big Brother because you'd miss the podcast.
Yeah, good point. I'd have to do it from the diary room. Right, anyone that wants to tell us about pegging or open relationships, please do.
And
tell us from
it,
because I think sometimes we sit here and we share our opinion. Please don't think that we welcome learning.
We're closed-minded because we've not dug deep enough into it.
So we welcome you telling us more and then we might change our minds on it. Like, we're always welcome.
Are you
going
to come to Killing Kittens Valentine's party with me?
You'll have just had the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, it gives me anxiety.
Lukey's coming with me anyway, aren't you, Lukey?
Hell yeah. Right, we love you all very much.
Love you.
Love you. And have a lovely week. If you're feeling rubbish for any reason, then pull yourself out of it. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.